Okay, Barbara, we're going to start with you on this one. Barbara, Stacy, Kyle, then Doug. The question is, how do you plan to communicate with the citizens of American Fork?
Sounds like my kind of question here. I've been communicating with the citizens of American Fork for a long time. We have listened, we have spoken, I have tried to take the things that I have seen that are the issues in the community and condense those so that they're understandable to the residents. They don't have time. Most people don't have time to go through these big budget things, these big policy things. They want, like the Reader's Digest version, which isn't always sufficient, but it's good. I would like to use Facebook on different types of social media. I would put things on the city website. I would increase the information that's there, but I really want to have places for the residents to make their concerns known. There have been some places that have been doing that, report a concern on the city website. It doesn't always work. You don't always get an answer, and I think that that's a very important thing to do. Communication goes both ways. It's not communication if it just goes out or if it just comes in, but it has to go both ways for it to be effective communication.
Okay, so I did talk about a little bit about community outreach with the current council. I think I would continue in the Facebook mode. That's an easy one for me to get in touch with a lot of people. But another thing I would do is probably have an email database with people that are interested in hearing what I have to say and put out occasional emails and that could give them an update on things that are happening in the city. One thing I noticed that I was at my parents' house in Orem the other day, and they had a graphical display of things that the city has done, and there was a little icon and some words about different things. I would call them successes that the city has had. And I found that to be really helpful and informative, and it had a lot of different items on it. And the biggest thing I would have to say, and as far as communicating with people, is the ability to be available to their concerns, because at some point you have to rely on the citizen to come to you. There's no way that a city councilman could go to every citizen and ask them what their concerns are. You have to be able to be available via phone calls, emails, whatever. Not that I would say I can dedicate every moment of my life to that, but you know, that is a factor.
When addressing cities, concerns or communication issues that they have with the city, hypothetically. I would say, is this loud enough, by the way?
Yeah.
Like some people, it's not loud, and other people, I'm super loud. But so I would say that the slogan of seek first to understand before being understood is the most important thing, I think, in any type of a communication environment. I think so many times miscommunications is put out there because people don't truly understand what people's questions, concerns are. So I would say that seek first to understand before being understood. I think that's an important characteristic that I want to become better at. But when it comes to the type of method, I got to say that American Fork City over the last probably 6 to 8 years has done a remarkable job with the city website. Nothing against the previous administration, including some family members, but the city website was poor. Yeah, that's my fault. The city website is marvelous now compared to what it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. I think we're doing fabulous when it comes to that. But as far as Facebook, I think that's a great way. I've got my phone number on there. I'm more than willing to answer any people's questions, concerns. But when it comes to that, I just think it's being open and listening. Regardless if you disagree, I think that's how we become better as people and as citizens of American Fork, is listening to opposite views, to consider what they have to say, because we definitely don't have all the answers.
Those who know me know that I am anything but bashful and shy, and more than willing to go meet with people and talk to them. I love meeting people and talking to them. As far as time available, I am retired, although I am a full-time farmer. I'm a farm in Highland and run cows up Spanish Fork Canyon. I have a very flexible schedule, and I'm more than willing and have the time and the desire to go out and meet face to face. I think that's where you get true communication, much better than email or you know, Facebook, whatever. Although I would set up, I think, I thought about this, I would set up a dedicated email. I would list my home phone number and my cell phone and let people call me if they have a problem. But I think the important thing for a councilman is to have the time, the desire, and the effort to go meet with the constituents, to go meet with the people. And it's a learning process. See firsthand where the problems are, and then work with the other councilman or whoever it is to resolve those problems and those concerns.